And now, Act Three of yours truly, Johnny Dollar and the Midnight Sun Matter.
The rest of this report will have to come to you from the records of the airport there at Universal Consolidated Mining Corporation, far above the Arctic Circle. Aboard the big cargo plane loaded with TNT, the pilot crippled with pain, I was a little too busy to make notes to scribble any fancy dialogue. Here then is the story as recorded at the tower of the airport.
The time is 2:35.
Well, there goes the boss's plane to pick up his daughter in Fairbanks, Charlie.
Paul, isn't Cliff about due with 231? You said he'd sit down at a...
Speedcraft 231, calling consolidated.
Hey, is that Cliff?
Speedcraft 231, calling consolidated.
It doesn't sound like him. Hello, Cliff.
No, this is Johnny Dollar.
Dollar?
Yeah, it's his passenger. Go ahead, Johnny.
Cliffins! Look, I've had to take over for him. He's sick. Cliffins! Cliff will give me whatever instructions I need.
You sure you can make it, Johnny?
Surely. This is Cliff.
Go ahead, Cliff.
Johnny, you make it.
Well, what about that cargo, that TNT? Can you dump it?
I can't dump it. Johnny can't beat the control.
Okay, then, Johnny, we'll give you all the help we can from here.
Thanks, Charlie.
Have you passed the Snake River marker?
In about 2 minutes, I think.
Okay, now just remember, your letdown is on a heading of 035 degrees from that marker.
035 degrees from the Snake River marker, roger.
And, well, now just take it easy, Johnny, and we'll get you down here okay.
Thanks, Charlie.
Well, it looks like we may have a problem on our hands.
Listen, if Cliff says Dollar can bring it down, he can. Just you take it easy when you talk with him.
Charlie, have you got an engineer down there?
Yeah, sure, Johnny. Stand by.
Take it, Paul.
Johnny, this is Paul Foster. Go ahead.
Paul, oh, we're having some trouble getting our landing gear down. So I'm going to make some steep banks and try to get it down by centrifugal force.
Yeah, good.
You might get the ground crew to stand by, though. Because if we can't get the gear down that way, I guess we'll have to make a belly landing gear up.
Okay, Johnny, I got that. How much fuel have you got on board?
About 2,000 pounds.
Johnny, this is Charlie again. Now, listen.
Easy.
Johnny, I saw you make your pass. It appears the landing gear door is partially open, which may indicate it's jammed.
Any suggestions?
Paul again, Johnny. The only thing I can think of is try to snap the gear out by a sharp pull-up to give it centrifugal force.
I've tried that, Paul. Results are negative.
All right. Then before we consider you coming in for a belly landing with all that TNT aboard, I'd like to use up some of that fuel. Maybe some of our brains down here can think of something that'll help you out.
Okay. Okay, we'll go ahead with the regular procedures and whatever else we can think of, and then we'll give you another call.
Okay, Johnny.
The time is 2:41.
Johnny? Johnny, this is Paul again. Have you tried to shear the lock pin on that landing gear? Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. Johnny, have you got full hydraulic pressure?
Yes, that's affirmative.
Okay. Now, the crew chief isn't up here at the moment, but I'll ask him to come up and he can discuss with you.
Right.
Johnny, if it does become necessary to make a belly landing because of the setup they have for handling accidents, you might be better off to do it at Fairbanks. Have you thought about that?
I talked to Cliff here. He doesn't think they'd want us to try it with this TNT we've got aboard.
Well, we'll radio to him and see. Meanwhile, if anybody comes up with any idea at all, we'll pass it on to you right away.
Okay. I'll get a gas check in a few minutes.
Okay.
The time is 2:50.
Johnny, Don Wilkins, our chief engineer, would like to talk to you. I'll put him on the horn.
Johnny, this is Don Wilkins. Have you tried the landing gear handle up and down quite a few times to see if it extends any further at any time?
Yeah, we've tried it several times.
Well, Well, I think I'd try it as many times as possible, Johnny. There could be something binding that may break loose. Now, there's something on it. Well, it comes off the gear door latches, all right, so it isn't a latch.
I'll try it a few more times.
The time is 3 o'clock. Exactly.
Johnny, this is Paul. How's your fuel situation stacking up now?
Oh, yeah, about 9.50. About 960 pounds.
Well, for your information, Fairbanks have advised that they can't take your airplane there because they're jammed up and couldn't clear the field in time.
Well, yes, okay. It doesn't look like we have enough gears to go there anyway.
Johnny, this is Don Wilkins again.
Go ahead, Don.
If you feather the number 2 engine, and then just as you unfeather it, slam the gear handle down, well, maybe the additional torsion that you get may free the gear.
Okay, Don, we've already tried that. We came up negative. I think we're stuck with that belly landing.
Johnny, this is Paul. We'll get everything ready for you. Are you VFR in this vicinity? You know, under visual flight rules?
Yes, affirmative.
Johnny, there's one more thing we'd like to have you try. And that is completely unload your hydraulic system. And then try free-falling your landing gear. Did you get that?
I did that twice, and I had no luck with it. But we'll try it again.
All right, Johnny, fine.
The time is 3:28.
Johnny, we're going ahead with preparations for a belly landing down here. I see you buzzed the field a couple of times, so you know how much room you've got.
You think it looks like much from up here?
Now, listen, we're going to foam the runway for you. You hear me? Put foam on it. We're doing it now, and that'll kill some of the friction. And if we can get enough on, it'll help against fire if you have any trouble.
How's the wind down there?
It's south, about 3 miles an hour, just light breeze.
Well, I want to know in case this thing slides off to one side or the other, right? I don't want to run down any of the other airplanes I can see down there. Not if we can help it.
Okay, Johnny, take a run directly over the runway and get the feel of it.
Will do.
The time is 3:31.
Johnny, we don't want to seem in a position here of telling you all your business, but I guess we've got to try everything anyone can think of.
Yeah, go ahead.
On this gear handle business, up and down, throw it in the up position. Just leave it there for a second, and then slam it down and leave it down for, oh, say, 30 seconds after you put it down. You get that?
Okay, we'll do that.
We hate to be giving you all this intelligence all the time, but if anybody gets an idea, we pass it on to you for what it's worth. But you've got to be the judge.
We're glad you fellas are with us.
The time is 3:46.
Johnny, how's your fuel now?
I wasn't back on it much longer.
All right. They're laying foam on the runway like crazy, but that foam's only going to last about 25 minutes. Now, assuming they started laying the foam at 30, you should land not later than 55.
Yes, well, okay, you give us a word when it's completed. We're going to make one low pass and take a good look at everything. Then we'll come in and land. Okay?
Roger, I got your remarks.
The time is 3:51.
Johnny, I just wondered how you are and how things look to you.
Okay. You got a doctor standing by to take care of Cliff?
Sure. Everything's ready for you. One comment. Listen. Do not feather the engines when you sit down.
Got it. We'll comply.
Okay, Johnny.
Okay, we're all set, Don. We're going to make a practice pass over the field prior to the final landing.
Okay, Johnny, I won't be talking to you anymore. Paul will take over on your approach and get you down. We're all set for you when you arrive. Good luck.
Yeah. Okay.
The time is 3:54.
One minute, 48 seconds later, we made a wheels-up landing. Cliff? The company doctor tells me his appendectomy was a complete success. A hard-bitten bunch of miners, did you say? Listen, those boys up in that lonely outpost are the salt of the earth. And as we're trying to pull something on your insurance company, well, you should have seen how just one good load of TNT put that glacier back on its course. Yes, sir. I hope the vein of gold never runs out for those boys. Expense account total, including gifts for the lads who really brought that plane down, $600 even. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, originates in Hollywood and is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone, who also wrote today's story. Heard in our cast were Gene Tatum, Frank Nelson, Russell Thorson, Barney Phillips, Terry Bartell, and Forrest Lewis. Be sure to join us next week, same time and station, for another exciting story of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. This is Roy Rowan speaking.